This is Matt Wells at UN News. Africa's Cabo Verde Islands are facing a formidable agricultural and economic challenge in the form of an invasive pest known as the fall armyworm. With more than 500,000 people living on the Atlantic archipelago's 9 islands, entire crops are at risk of being wiped out by the fast-breeding moth. But now, the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, has joined forces with authorities there to combat the threat without damaging the environment or farmers' livelihoods, especially in vulnerable rural areas. Greg Delaney has this special report from Cabo Verde.
Fall armyworm first landed in West Africa by ship or plane in early 2016. Then it spread its wings and arrived across most of the continent from one country to more than 40, including Cape Verde. The worm has a voracious appetite and can feed on over 80 crops, but prefers maize, a major staple crop on the continent, as explains Juan Ribeiro, a farmer on the Santo Antão Island.
It was first localized in small plots near the houses. Then the worm started to spread out to all agricultural lands. It was really concerning because on the radio they said that it will fully destroy our plantation. Indeed, it challenged all the production and farmers started to feel demotivated. Maize is one of the staple crops in Lombo Branco and it is fundamental for feeding the population.
The same applies on the other islands of the archipelago, where up to 50% of the annual farming output is at stake, and Cape Verdean farmers may suffer heavy financial losses, up to 2.6 million euros. The fall armyworm is an invasive pest with a high risk of spreading. The adult moth can fly 100 kilometers per night and is also very prolific. The female moth can lay up to 1,000 eggs in her lifetime. In other words, it's a formidable foe. To address this situation, the Minister for Agriculture and Environment in Cape Verde, with the support of the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, has implemented a national plan to fight the worm in two steps. First, biological control, which consists of identifying all its natural enemies and using them to curb its spread. It's an idea that's rapidly gaining acceptance among smallholder farmers. Santorino Santos is one of them.
As the pesticides are expensive, we cannot always buy them and apply them on the maize. We use neem or datura leaves. We also use the tobacco plant. We put it in a jar of water and leave it for 2 to 3 days. We then use a spray bottle to apply this water in the maize field.
The positive point of this method is that it's 100% eco-friendly. Zero toxicity, so zero threat to the crops and environment, and to farmers' and consumers' health. The only downside is that this is not 100% effective. Maize fields were not fully protected against the devastating pest. To be more effective, the national plan designed by the Ministry of Agriculture and Environment is also experimenting with other local biopesticides. Antonio Rita is a rural extension worker for the ministry.
I had a positive effect with the BT treatment. With the arrival of the blossom, its effects became more visible. It prevented the entry of moths in the middle of the maize field. I thought about removing the plantation because I would not have any financial return. However, with treatment, the situation improved, and I decided to keep the plants.
The bacteria Bacillus thuringiensis, more commonly referred to as BT, occurs naturally on land and leaf surfaces, as well as in aquatic environments, and is a powerful insecticide. To help farmers better manage the pest, Cape Verdean authorities have teamed up with the Food and Agricultural Organization to conduct biological pesticide efficacy tests to monitor the fall armyworm population and is organizing interventions among farmers. Luciano Fonseca is an assistant FAO representative in Cape Verde.
The
FAO interventions focus on enhancing the competencies of the technical staff of the Directorate General for Agriculture, Forestry and Livestock to promote and implement a national integrated program to combat 4-armyworm. The goal is to create a surveillance and monitoring system and strengthen the capacity of smallholders and biological control.
To effectively and sustainably manage fall armyworm across Africa, FAO has developed a guide for farmer field schools, packed with hands-on advice on how to prevent, identify, monitor, and manage the pest. The Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations has also recently launched a continent-wide program of training master trainers for the sustainable management of the pest. Over the next 5 years, FAO and its partners aim to reach 10 million farmers through 40,000 farmer field schools across Africa. These schools encourage farmers to learn in their fields under the guidance of a local trainer.